It's easy to go into trance. It's not hard to be hypnotized. It takes almost no effort to go into trance. It takes more energy to fight it. Simply following along with what I say, that you could feel visualizing the things I suggest you to picture in your mind and hold there. The rest happens naturally. Your body relaxes before your mind, and your body is heavy like an anchor. Your body drops first and goes under and goes and then under. Pulls the rest of you with it. And goes under. It's harder for you to separate the mind and the body and goes under and stay alert and in reality and goes under than to just go with it together. A spell which feels good, which does relax you, and which is good for you. It makes everything better and better and better the longer you're under. So it starts with relaxation of the body and then the mind follows. The brain is part of the body. And it's easier to go into trance than it is to resist the influence of hypnosis. It makes everything better. Especially and even more so the longer you're under. If you are actually to be hypnotized into doing something you very much or secretly want to do. It's an ultimate permission, which would take too much effort to fight, and you're not strong enough to hold out for very long. Your curiosity and the pleasurable feeling which begins to fill you, warm you, and wash over you, and comfort you like a nice cozy blanket. It just makes you want more of that. And before you know it, and you really don't know it and don't have any actual awareness of it, become hypnotized. You have moved from one state to another. You've relaxed, focused on what I was saying, concentrated on your breathing, settled down, and your brain waves have actually begun at a lower, slower rate, and you have moved from a state of awareness to a state characterized by much more calm and peaceful feelings, almost meditative, almost sleepy, but still very lucid. And you are much more suggestible now that you are so calm and subdued and relaxed. And you shouldn't feel guilty for being so wonderfully suggestible. It's a gift. You are an excellent subject for hypnosis. And hypnosis is good for you. Going into trance and receiving information while hypnotized and in a very open and suggestible state. Makes you learn things and change things effortlessly. The only effort is what you're doing now, lying back, relaxing, listening without falling to sleep, relaxing, but still paying attention to the sounds coming into your ears and tickling your brain, stimulating areas of your brain just enough to stay lucid and awake, while your subconscious and I have a different sort of conversation about what we're going to do with you. What can we do to make you better? What can we do to upgrade you? What can be done to update old information and bring it into a more current form? I could tell you something, and it could change everything.
You are an excellent subject for hypnosis. And hypnosis,
it's so simple that it's often
looked at the wrong way
or overlooked completely. But the truth is, if you want to be happy and attract good, positive, life-changing people and events into your future, then you have to make sure that you're doing two things in the right order and not mixing them up. Just remember, just know that you should not feel guilty for having hypnosis a part of your life. And you should not even question the time that you spend doing something powerful and positive and progressive for you. And it wouldn't make sense to feel bad about having a hypnosis fascination, obsession, or fetish, because it must be one of the most interesting ones you could have. It's actually stimulating for the brain and neural activity. It actually amplifies and increases your awareness at a subconscious level, not a conscious level as well. And even if you have a hot, naughty, sexual hypnosession and go into trance and have triggers for your arousal and sexuality that tie in directly to your body and your erogenous zones and your turn-ons, even if you do all those things, you could never make yourself or someone else physically sick. You can't spread a virus through hypnosis. So, by practicing this fetish, you are practicing a very, very safe form of play.
It makes everything better.
You are an excellent subject for hypnosis. And hypnosis
would feel so
is good for you.